Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Father, we just enter.
Yes, Lord.
We just make a choice to quiet ourselves before
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
We just enter into your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We are in your presence, but we make a quality choice
yes,
by faith
Lord.
To just step into that atmosphere, Lord, into your realm, Father. We just sit in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We long for those courts. We long for those places, Father, for that place of your embrace.
A great refreshing.
And Lord, we just sit in your presence, Father, and we just
yes, Lord.
Move our being, Father,
yes, Lord.
Into yours, because
yes,
we long for that
for
union,
you.
Father, for that
yes,
full
Lord.
Redemption.
Yes, Lord.
We long for that union, Father, for that
yes,
embrace that
yes,
that just causes our heart to shake.
Yes, Lord.
As we just touch your face, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we want to touch your face tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want to smell you and taste you.
Yes,
and touch
Lord.
You and know that you are good.
Yes.
Lord, we long to experience the greater realms of your reality.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, here we are.
Yes.
And we present ourselves. Lord, awaken us.
Yes.
Awaken us to who you are.
Yes.
We're not just in our spirit, but, Lord, awaken our whole being. Father, that every fiber of our being resonates and vibrates with you. That we just come alive in your presence, Lord, and we are shaken by your glory. Father, we long to come alive and to all of these dead things to come off of the world. That when we are in your presence, we are alive. We are awakened. We are invigorated by your glory. And so, Lord, we step into those deeper realms, that deeper place. You said that there was a deeper reservoir that we are to tap into.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, that's our quest, is every time that we gather, that we obtain your best.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we don't want just a superficial meeting. We don't want just a little
no.
bit of glory. Lord, we want the best that you have for
yes,
each
Lord.
Gathering.
Yes,
every day,
Lord.
You have a destiny,
yes, Lord.
A destination for us to arrive at.
Yes.
And we want to arrive at that spiritual place in
yes,
you tonight
Lord.
That you have ordained for us, Father. We are hungry and we desire. Lord, we want that deeper fire. We want that deep abiding fire within us, Lord. We long for that place of excellency in your glory and in your grace, Father. We long to be face to face with you, Father. So we just breathe in. We just breathe in and we taste and we touch and we smell and we use our senses, Lord, to engage you tonight. We are here, Father, for an encounter that will change us forever. We don't want to be the same. And we are not satisfied with just having meetings. We want to abide. We want to abide, Jesus. We want to abide, Lord. Father, take us deeper than we have ever gone before. Lord, every one of us can encounter you in new ways that we have not yet apprehended. And you have given us today. You said today is the day of salvation. And you said, will you harden your heart? And we say, no,
Lord.
But you said, Lord, we will soften our heart. We will open our heart. We will surrender our heart to you, that you will possess it. That you will possess our hearts, Lord. Jesus, come and take your place in our heart, in our life.
Yes, Lord.
We give everything to you. We open wide to you, that you will fill us and flood us with light.
Yes, Lord.
He said, Lord, you want to open the eyes of our heart. You want to fill us and flood us with light. But, Lord, those are not just words. That's a being. That's a reality.
Yes,
we want to be those transformed beings, your light beings that reflect your light and radiate
yes.
the knowledge of you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we are here tonight. Lord, fill us more. Fill us more with you.
Yes, Lord.
That we want to awaken to you. We want to know you and experience you. And that's the longing of your heart, that your people would experience you and know you. And so, Lord, we embrace you. We embrace you right now. We just cast all of our thoughts of today out. We lay every burden down. We cast every weight off, every thought, and we just throw it aside because right now the only thing important is we want to embrace you.
Yes.
We just wrap our arms around you, Jesus. We just reach into you and we touch you.
Yes, Lord.
Everything pales in comparison to you. Everything.
Yes, Lord.
There is nothing that is more important right now than this moment.
Yes,
when
Lord.
We can fully 100% engage you.
Yes,
and embrace
Lord.
You and envelop you with our love.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we desire
yes, Lord.
You. You are the desire of our soul, of our body and our spirit. We were created to love you. We were created to know you and walk with you. We were created for this purpose. And you put us on this planet for that purpose. To walk with you in that greater reality. So, Lord, we thank you. You're awakening us to that greater reality. So, as we walk in that union with you, we can then give it to others because we have apprehended it for ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, we practice that. We
yes,
apprehend
Lord.
It more because
yes.
we can only give what we have.
That's right.
And, Lord,
Hallelujah.
We want more.
Yes, Lord,
yes.
More,
Jesus. Change
more
us
Jesus.
More, Lord.
Change us, yes, Lord.
Change us more, Lord.
Yes. Lord.
You are our life.
Yes, Lord.
And we desire you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Yes, we bless you.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Jesus is walking among you.
Yes.
Jesus is looking at your heart. He's looking at your soul. He's looking at you. Jesus is desiring more of you. Open your heart to him tonight. Don't withhold any area, any little speck from him. Let the light in. Let him shine on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Let him finish those things tonight. This is your night to be filled and flooded with light. This is your night. To be filled and flooded with him. He's here to answer your cry, your desire, your heart, your longings. He's here to answer you. He's here to touch you. He's here to heal you.
Yes, Lord.
He's also here to reveal you.
Yes, Lord.
He wants to open you wide. He wants you to live. He wants you to come out. He wants you to flourish in his courts. He wants you to flourish in his courts. He wants you to live in his presence. He wants you to enjoy your life
yes.
before him.
Yes, Lord.
He has given you a good life
mm-hmm.
because you walk with him. You are his child.
Yeah.
And in his presence, there is no sickness. There is no death. There is no darkness. There is no pain. In his presence is life. And he wants you to draw from him more. He is rich. He is not poor. He wants you to draw from him more. Thank you, Father. The Father is here, and he has a hand. In his hand, he has many rings. And he's holding many rings, all different kinds of rings. And he wants to put a ring on your finger tonight. So in the spirit, just hold your hand out. The Father wants to put a ring on your finger. See, you're the sons and daughters that will inherit all that belongs to the Father.
Yes, Lord.
And the Father is putting the ring of ownership and the ring of inheritance upon your finger, because it's your right to inherit everything in his presence, in his glory, and in his face. You are the sons and daughters that will run your race.
Yes, Lord.
And he is giving you his signet ring. It is the ring of inheritance. It's the ring of dominion. For when he sets the seal from his signet ring, it is done.
Yes, Lord.
The transaction is finished in heaven. And he wants you to know your transaction will come to pass in the earth. Because you have the covenant.
Yes, Lord.
And because of your covenant from birth, you have your inheritance in the earth.
Yes, Lord.
And it's time to live before your Father.
Yes, Lord.
For he has given all things to you. He wants you to have his view. Children, I have great victories for you. I am going to wrought a great victory through you. For you are my instrument. You are my man. You are my plan. And though I've hidden you for a season, I am no longer hiding you anymore. I am bringing you out into the forefront of the war. For I am going to have great victories through you. Yes. Everything that I do for victory. Yes. I do not do anything to fail. I do not do anything but prevail. I shall balance the scales. I shall bring an end to the war. For I have successes and victories and more. For I have hidden my trump card, my man in my hand. And you are the man that has a plan. For I have chosen you before time began. It is time to take your stand, because you are the victorious ones in my hand. And I am going to have successes all across your land. The enemy has shown his hand, and he has caused my church to fear. Oh, but look, my hand is coming near. And within my hand, I have my victories. I have my wars. And you shall see the spoils that will come, because you are the ones that will get the job done. Children, I have yet to begin to run in this earth, in your land, in my plan. But you must understand, now is the time where my trumpets will sound across your land. And the mighty ones, my mighty ones, my mighty ones will stand hand in hand across this land. For I have a plan. I have a plan. And I have a man. I have a plan for this land. I have a plan for this land, and you shall stand by my hand, and this land must understand that this land shall stand by my plan and by my hand, and you must embrace me, for I am the one that gave you birth. I am the one that called forth your destiny. I am the one that wrote your book, and it's time to look and see. For you, I have only victory. I have only victory. I have only victory.
We love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We magnify you.
My spirit of victory is in this land. My spirit of victory, not a spirit of failure, not a spirit of defeat. My spirit of victory is your seat. My spirit of victory is your seat. Sit in my seat and let your victory be complete. It is a spirit of victory. From that place, you will have my grace. From that place, you will stand in your place. From that place of victory, you will complete your race. Oh, I have a plan of victory for this nation. And my spirit of victory is here to bring an utter transformation. And it will be war, and it will be glory. And it will be your story. Because I'm going to be victory. I'm going to bring victory. I'm going to bring victory.
Glory, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father. The spirit of victory is here.
Yes.
And he's standing here, and he has a red robe on, and he has a sash. And all the sash has stars in it.
Yes.
And he's standing here because the blood has given us victory. But we are the stars that he holds in his hand.
Yes, Lord.
Because by his covenant, this land shall stand.
Yes, Lord.
And it's time for men to understand his covenant plan. Though the enemy has shown his hand, it is time for men to understand God has a plan.
Yes.
And by his covenant, those that embrace the covenant and join his hand, by the spirit of victory, this nation will stand.
Yes.
For there is a turning of the tide.
Glory.
There's a turning of this year.
Glory.
And the devil is going to become in great fear because the spirit of victory is coming near.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of victory is here.
Yes.
The spirit of victory.
Yes.
I'm going to put victory in your mouth, saith the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to put victory in your hand, for that is my overcoming sword. I'm going to put victory in your eyes so you can see the banner of your Lord. I'm going to put victory in your feet so our paths will be complete.
Yes.
I am coming to put victory in your heart and in your bodies and every part of your being. Oh, hear my decreeing.
Yes.
Hear the sound of victory.
Yes.
And let it go deep into your ears. And let it throw out all of the fear. Because I am the God of victory. And I am coming near. I am here, saith the Lord. And I bear my righteous sword. And by my name and by my hand, your nation shall stand. But you must understand it will come by my hand. And my hand and my command. For my spirit of victory is in your land. And I am here to separate in this year. For I will have a victory here. I will have a victory here. I will have a victory here. For this is your year. To step into my victory. To all that will hear. I say draw near. For I am the God of victory. And I am here. And I shall stand in this land. And my overcomers will inherit this nation. For I will give it to you. I will give it as a token.
Yes, Lord.
For I have spoken. Oh, you're right.
I just wanted to give more confirmation on the let. See that we're continuing in the flow that we've been in.
Yes.
From Sunday night. The Lord just did, but the Sunday night is when we were talking about the wave of the Spirit, that wave that Rich Winter had seen to do with Paul Kane and then that Dufresne prophecy that all the waves of the Spirit since Jesus walked the earth, all put together in this one last great day wave from Jesus all the way till now, all put together in one wave, coming again now.
Glory.
And then that night, the Lord, through Sue, said this short prophetic word, and I was wondering, because he just talked about America here, and it was when she was reading Joshua 3:10 and 11, how that the ark went before them, and that's when the Jordan River opened.
Right.
And they stood in the midst with the ark. But then the Lord made this declaration through Sue, and it goes along with what the Lord just said through her. Lord, How is America going to be saved when we get in the wave?
That's right.
You hear what the Lord's saying? See?
Yes.
That's how we're going to be saved.
That's right.
When we get in the wave of the Spirit.
Right.
That
That's
is
right.
The wave, think about it. From when Jesus walked the earth until all till now, all put together in one wave.
Yep. Hallelujah.
See? And but the Lord's saying you've got to get in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've got to get in it. And this is what manifested Sunday night. And even when my dad saw the vision of Finney and Sewell, there's another word we're going to share here to do with that. But I'm telling you, we're in a special time, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We're in a significant, and this tonight is continuing what God did Sunday night.
Glory.
So I just wanted to share that because we need to have understanding what God's Spirit is doing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't plan any of that. That's just a takeover.
Yes,
but I did, as we were driving back from camping, I just wanted to share something I saw the Lord gave me, and it goes right with this prophecy. As we were driving back, we were talking about on our trip that how I 490 goes along the vein of the Erie Canal.
And so
you know,
we saw
the same
sign.
Direction.
The sign said that, confirm what you said. It said this is the historical...
Yeah, the 490 takes the path of the Erie Canal.
Canal.
Right, yeah.
And in the spirit, that's... it's still there. You know, we can tear down buildings and roads and stuff and think that we've erased things, but in the realm of the spirit, things are still there.
Right.
They don't get changed.
Right.
So while we were driving, suddenly I was taken in the spirit and I was standing with the Lord by the canal. And he had this long cylindrical instrument. It's kind of like something you would stick down in the ground and take a soil sample with because you would pick up a big tube of dirt. And so he was doing that, and he walked to a certain spot, and then he inserted the long instrument down, and he would turn it, and then when he was satisfied, he would pull it out, and then he dumped the soil onto the ground, and he went into the dirt, and he found a golden token. A coin, but I knew it was not just a coin, it was a token. So he handed it to me to hold on to it, and then he continued to do it. And he went around and he found seven. And eventually I had seven tokens while he was in the canal area. And so he said to me when he was done, when he got the last one, he said, "These are tokens of what has been formerly spoken. But men's words are so easily broken. So I am here to re-sow these words this year, and they shall enter into every ear that hears, and through them I shall produce a great crop that will not be stopped." So what he's saying is many have said they would obey God and they would do his will, but they're not. They're not doing it. So he said the ones that will do it, he will give us the impartation, the application and and the things to accomplish it.
That's
because
right.
We can say we'll obey, but then we won't. And then we'll tell him we won't, but then we will. But he's looking for the ones that mean it, that will go all the way.
Yes, the ones that will go all the way.
Yes. But remember, this was along the Erie Canal.
Yes.
And my dad saw the vision of Finney coming up the Erie Canal, which is what happened. And when he saw the endless wheat fields, okay, and then the Lord said, what happened he saw in the natural, then manifested in the spiritual, and everyone here, 95% were saved. Mm-hmm. See, because of what he saw the endless wheat fields in the natural harvest, and then there was an endless harvest here, and all the whole city and region got saved. See, and that's the canal. He came up and saw that when he saw that. So I just wanted to share that because it gives more understanding of the what Sue saw in this vision with Jesus.
Yes.
So then after that, I saw, I looked at the end of the canal, and I saw the white ship, which I always see the white ship, and the white ship represents the great move of God. It's a huge, it looks like a big cruise ship. It's really, really big. And it was at the end of the canal, and it was so big that just the very bottom of the ship fit in the canal. And so as the big white ship was coming down the canal, it actually was forcing it wider because the ship was too big for the canal, but the ship was making it bigger, stretching it. And the ship was coming down the canal, kind of like an icebreaker. It's breaking the ice. The cold, hard hearts, the lukewarm. That white ship was breaking the ice in the realm of the spirit. And it was plowing, and then it broke open the canal to where it was no longer a canal, but a river.
That's right, brother. It's hit you.
And that white ship was coming up the Erie, no longer Erie Canal, Erie River now, and it made it so big it just busted it open. It broke the ice.
Yes.
And so then Benny was standing up at the bow, and he was watching, and he had his hands out like this, because we have to stretch. We have to stretch, because what God's, our vision is too small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be overtaken by it all.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You're going to have to answer his call.
Yes, Lord.
Because your vision is too small.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And so as the white ship came up and it split the canal into way, way wider, like the Mississippi, big. Then it came all the way up. And then it got to a certain point where the white ship then began to lift up, and it was running along the water like a hydroplane.
Mm.
It's like had these things on it, and it rose up on it. It was moving across the water like supersonic speed. Thank you, Father.
I just wanted to share, because I felt when I see, remember Sunday night when there was such a move here, and then with Brother Lou when he came up for prayer. Mm-hmm. Remember, Dad, you saw the vision of the ice, and there was the ice was being cut around Lou.
Like ice fishing.
But the thing is that
God's breaking all the ice.
See, again, the Lord also said, understanding that is, you're not to be cold or lukewarm, you're to be hot.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And Sue just saw that with Finney again with the ice. And that was the same meeting when my dad saw the vision of Finney. See, that's what I'm saying. Tonight is a continuation of Sunday night. I'm saying it again.
We're just on the flow.
And that's why the anointing is hitting Lou back there.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, there's something happening in the spirit.
Yes.
There really is. There's something awesome happening in the spirit realm right now.
He's awakening our hearts.
You know, it's awesome what's happening in this room.
Well, see,
I
see the angels, the breaker angels are.
Amen.
Arakati,
the spirit.
Yes, they're breaking. Oraka.
The spirit of victory.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Is here to break you through.
Glory.
See, the spirit of victory wants to break
yes.
you through. Don't see your life as defeat.
No.
Sit in victory's seat. Isn't that
yes.
what he says?
Yes,
that's
what he said.
Victory seat.
See, God is awakening our heart.
Yes.
It's more than what you can physically see. Don't pay attention to your circumstances. Look at the victorious
yes.
one. Victorious
the
one.
Victorious one.
Oh, yeah. He's not rattled.
That's
He's
right.
not shaken. He's not in fear. He's not worried about
That's
the future.
Right.
He's laughing.
Yes.
He always sits in the heavens, laughs.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a clue.
That's right.
And the devil sure don't have a clue about what's
right.
about to happen to him. Because
that's
when
right.
God comes for victory, when he gears up, puts his armor on for war, that's it.
Yes.
And the God of war is here because it's our nation's time.
Yes.
It's time for our heart, the heart of America, to beat again.
Yes.
It's time for the vision to come back into our heart, for
yes,
to jumpstart America's heart.
That's right.
So there's a great awakening, a
yes,
great
Lord.
Shout of victory that's going to shake all over our nation, because
yes.
the church is going to stand up in Revelation and declare victory.
Yes, Lord.
Declare
victory.
Not defeat.
Victory.
Victory.
Yes, Lord. Victory.
Because the spirit of victory
yes, Lord.
Is in our land. And that's good news, isn't it?
Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. So we'll just have Arlene come up and lead us into worship.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
the great healer. Oh, what a great healer you are, Lord. Healer of our emotions, of our body, our soul, our spirit. Father was walking all through the city during the worship.
Yes.
I saw the city like a topographical map, and all the it was flat, and all the buildings, and the foot, just the foot of the Father, with the sandal on his feet, he was walking through the city. He was making the place of his feet glorious.
Yes.
He was walking, why? Because this is the place of his habitation. He was walking.
Yes.
Looking for those, knowing those who are his.
Yes.
He was loving the city.
Glory
and as we were loving on him, he was loving back.
Yes.
See, there's a response that happens in worship.
Yes.
We're worshiping him, but he's what? Also releasing his love upon us.
Yes.
There's a reaction. Heaven and earth are responding together. They're responding to each other. So the more that we worship him, the more he pours back into us.
Yes.
After, before worship, I went back there to the sound table and someone had given Pat the gold coin. And the prophecy that I read to you, that the Lord gave me when we were driving back from the Erie Canal, is he dug up 7 gold coins. And he said they were tokens of the things that were spoken, right? Someone hands them this, a token, and it has the spirit of liberty in it.
Yes.
See, the Lord said the spirit of victory was here, the spirit of liberty, and this one has liberty on it.
Glory.
See, it's just little signs, but, you know, I bet, who gave this? I bet you didn't know that spirit of liberty was on it. Who gave this to Pat? Anybody?
No, someone gave it in the offering.
Yeah, that was in the offering.
Well, isn't that a sign?
Yeah.
So, the Lord always gives what? Signs follow his word.
Yes. Amen.
And it's a simple thing like that, but you know, one little token can cause a city to break out.
Yes.
One simple act.
Yes.
Well, that will be the straw that breaks that thing.
Yes.
So we just release the token.
Yes.
No matter where it was, leave it as, wherever it went, I just release it.
Yes.
Something happened when I did that. You know, you have to release the tokens. You have to release the prophecies. You have to do something with what's given to you. So I just propelled it in the atmosphere. See, you got to release your promises into the atmosphere. He is here. So wherever it went, I'll find it later. You have to release it.
Yes.
Back to him. So I threw it. What? Do it, Jesus. Yes. You're here. This is his city.
Yes.
We're not going to reap it. He is.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah. All you ladies, it's right in the middle of you ladies there. But you got to take your promises and start throwing them. Release them. That's what is that? A prophetic act.
Yes.
But when you release something into the atmosphere of faith, what? God always responds to faith. So we just thank you, Father, for your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We are so glad you chose us, because we didn't choose you, but you chose us to be glorified in this generation. You chose us to be your habitation. You chose us to be recipients of the earth. He said the meek will inherit the earth.
Yes, amen.
He chose us from the foundation. He chose us to be born in this generation.
Yes.
We didn't choose him. He chose us.
Right.
And when we look and we say, Lord, why did you choose me? He says, because I'll get the victory.
That's right.
I'll get the glory. So look at yourself and say, your name is victory.
My name is victory.
Why? Because the victory lives in you. He is victorious. Can you fail if he's inside you?
No.
No.
No way. No.
You can't fail.
That's
The victorious one is inside you. So you need to see victory written all over you.
Yes, victory.
Because he's here, what? To do it. He's here to take over. He's here to take cities.
Yes,
it's begun.
Yep.
Yes.
He just wants to give us tokens and signs so what? It will build our faith. We can grab a hold of it and run.
Amen.
It's like that baton that's passed to you. When that runner is done, he just shoves it out to you. You don't have a choice. He just shoves it into your hand and boy, you got to run. You better start running. Because the batons are being passed. You better start running.
That's right.
All you have to do is run. He'll get it done. Oh. I could feel that when I said that. That's the way. It's really simple. Just run. Elijah said to, was that Ahab?
Yes, yes.
You better run. The storm is coming. The flood's coming. Get in your chariot. And run, and he outran the chariot and was there to greet Ahab in the city gate.
Yeah, that's right.
See, God is saying, it's too late. I'm already in your gate, but you better run because the storm is here. The glory is here, and
yes.
We're going to have to outrun the storm.
Yes.
Because the storm of the Lord has begun all over America. You're going to see the storm of the Lord break out everywhere. That's why all the volcanoes are erupting. That's why all the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all the storms and the earthquakes...
Yes.
That's the new norm because it's the shaking glory.
Yes.
And the shaking glory is going to shake everything to
yes.
wake up the sleeping church.
That's right.
In the earth.
In the earth.
Because it's time for harvest birth.
Yes.
So
Amen.
The God of victory is in the earth.
Yes. And he's in us.
He's here.
Hallelujah.
And that is the greatest reason
yes.
to be in the house is because he is here.
Yes.
So... Yep.
Glory
Victory.
To God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we'll just receive the offering before Pat comes up and gives you round two. This is an exciting night. You better fasten your seatbelts tonight.
Glory to God.
Don't you want to give in the glory? When the God of victory
glory
is here, you want
to
give? So I want to say this to you. Listen. Listen to me, everybody. Everybody, listen. No talking. Teacher will spank you. No. Think about this. If the God of victory is in here, sow
yes.
a seed to your victory.
Yes.
Where is your biggest battle?
Yes.
Sow a seed into your biggest battle. And I want you to write on your envelope, give everybody an envelope, Ralph. And write your biggest battle on the envelope. This
yes.
is coming right from the throne. I just came to me. The biggest battle. Write your battle on it because God,
yes.
the God of victory is in the saddle.
Yes.
And you're going to have a victorious battle. So put your biggest battle on your envelope.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care if you put a penny in that envelope. Put something.
Yes.
Put something in there. Even if it's a penny, I don't care. Put something towards your victory.
Yes.
Anybody not have a penny? Somebody give them a penny. Who doesn't have any money? Okay, somebody give him something. Everybody's going to get a victory tonight. You can feel it in the spirit. You don't have to write your life history. Just write a short word. What's your biggest battle? One word.
Yeah.
The Lord knows what that is.
He does.
Don't write a paragraph on your envelope. Just write one word. You can sum it up. The biggest battle. Hallelujah. And if your battle is everything, just put everything. He knows that. You can feel that in here, don't you? It's just charged the atmosphere. Thank you, Father. So before you put your envelope in the bucket, once you're done writing, I want you to hold your envelope in the air. Before we put it in the bucket, we're going to do a declaration over our seed. You got 30 seconds. Hurry up. I'm teasing, gosh. Thank you, Lord. Ha, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay, everybody done? Hold your envelope up. Thank you, Lord. Hurry up, y'all. Their arms are getting tired. I'm teasing. Everybody done?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the angels are having fun with this. I can see them. They're happy. They love victories.
Yes.
They hate defeats. They love victories. Okay. All done. So, Father, we just, in the atmosphere of victory, we give the battle to you. For the battle is the Lord's. It is not ours. So the God of victory, the Spirit of victory, be released in the battle. For you are in the saddle, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just declare victory over our seed.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Now we can throw it in the bucket. Did you feel that?
Yes.
I began to have wind blow on my head. And when wind blows on your head, it means the Lord wants you to have what? His thinking.
Yes.
Your thinking should be what? Victory, only victories. I have no defeats for you. That's only right. Victories.
Right.
Doesn't mean you won't have a battle, but you... Every time you're in a battle, you must go into the battle knowing that you already have the victory.
That's right.
No matter how bad the battle is, does not matter. When you enter that battle, you know you have the victory. It's done before you ever go in. Everybody give? That one to give? Everybody put it in? Okay. We say it is finished in Jesus' name.
Yes,
yes.
Jesus' name.
Ah. There is an overcomer's grace in here tonight. You can feel freedom in the air atmosphere, can't you? Hallelujah. Okay.
Glory to God. Lord, change my message. Sometimes He does that. We talked about this. We're in California. Remember the testimony? The giving of the token. That Brother Ron Copenhager gave us the token he had after we had spoken the prophecy about the token to do with the former move of God and the stadium vision of Paul Kane. And see, God has done this, and it's the same principle that he's talking about a former move with Finney. And he wants us to understand that, again, here's the prophecy. The Finney revival here was only a token of what's coming now. It's only 10%, the prophecies have said. 100,000 were saved, now 1,000,000 will be saved. See, that's 90% more. And remember that we talked about the 90% increase of the anointing. That at Azusa Street, God only released 10%. But the Lord said now He's given the other 90. And That's why the Lord had Sue do that. Because it's interesting, right before she takes the offering, she's showing you the coin of the token. Now, Bob here said it was a coin, but it was also, the Lord told him, a token in Bob Jones in the vision. See? But remember this. This is an important aspect of the vision, the prophecy. Lord says, you're giving in the past. Your extraordinary giving is now bringing the abundant harvest to you.
Yes. Amen.
Okay? And the Lord said in the prophecy that the extravagant giving of God's people is breaking the spirit of poverty over them.
Yes. Amen.
So you need to receive that prophecy tonight.
Yes.
That spirit of poverty is broken over you.
Yes.
Okay? These are all parts of the prophecy.
Yes.
Now you need to meditate in the miracle of the fish with the coin in its mouth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Supernatural provision.
Supernatural.
See,
provision.
God's not going to give you natural provision. It's supernatural provision.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not going to come to you, what would just happen in the natural. No, the Lord says, no, that's not me. No, I'm supernatural.
Supernatural.
See, I'm going to give you provision that will come supernaturally. From unexpected resources and things you don't think.
Yes.
See? And that's up to God, and He'll do His
yes.
word. But I want you to listen to this. The prophecy said, the Lord uncovered a token of the past move of God. That's what He was doing in the vision Sue saw.
Yes.
He dug it out. See? He uncovered it. Those tokens were there around the Erie Canal.
Yes.
The Lord knew. She said, He searched around. He said, "There, I know one of the tokens there." He shot that, pushed that thing down. Got it. Then he searched out all around it till he knew where they were. See, and then he found the seven. And we know seven is God's perfect number of completion, as He said in the prophecy. Now, we're going to write that prophecy out. That is an incredible prophecy for this season that the Lord just said through Sue, and what He just did is
yes.
phenomenal. Like I said, it continues. But I want you to listen to this. This token is like a ticket needed for admission into the divine presence of God. See, God's presence is the Finney anointing that you're going to carry now, and where you go, the presence of God will go, and it will do the work, and you won't, the Lord says, you won't even have to do anything, but just carry it. See? Now listen to this. This is the year the Lord is saying He is not promising a visitation with us, rather, an invitation for us to join Him. See, that's greater than Him just visiting you, you going visiting God. Now see, what Sue just saw, she saw the foot of God, the Father, walking around this city. See, looking for His habitation. Let's go to Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4 to see this. Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. This is the invitation to join God.
Yes.
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord?
Yes.
And who may stand in His holy place?
Mm-hmm.
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully.
So you need to keep your word.
Yes.
A little addition at the end there. God says God swears to his own hurt and changes not. Him and his people. God, we all know God never breaks one word he speaks.
That's right.
Never.
Never.
And God says, you're my child, so you're supposed to do that. He told Rick Joyner when he was in the third heaven with him, he said, to the degree that you don't keep your word is the degree that deception is in your heart. Then he said, I always keep my word. Then he said, nature counts on that. The animals count on that. Space counts on that. All creation counts on that, that God never breaks. He always keeps his word. See, we got to remember that. Better to say nothing than to say something and not keep it. It says, for every idle word you speak, you'll be judged by the Lord of the judgment seat. Idle there means dead. In other words, every word of death you speak. That's why I only speak words of life and blessing, not death and cursing.
That's right.
And we talked about that testimony, Bob Jones, Lord's prophet. He spoke those five words of judgment that were not from God under that mantle. And then he was judged by God for 5 months with the spirit of death on him.
Yeah.
One month of the spirit of death on him for every word he spoke that wasn't from God. See, the more accountable you are, and as a prophet, you are very accountable to speak God's words.
That's right.
See? So we just need to understand this very serious to the Lord. Now, the Lord says, this is, again, remember, everyone say, invitation.
Invitation.
Now, an invitation you can turn down.
Right?
Right? Mm-hmm. If you get an invitation to a wedding, you don't have to go.
No.
Right? You can go, but you don't have to. And it's the same with the Lord. The Lord will not force anyone to do anything. Now, God said here in this prophecy that his plan is, again, to do greater for this generation than the former of Phinehas. 9 times greater. 90% more. Now, that is a theme, because when Bob Jones died and went to heaven, Jesus in heaven told him, I'm going to do 90% more than all the healings, miracles, signs, and wonders recorded in the whole Bible. And that's what will save the billion people.
Yes.
See, 90% more, 90% more. He keeps repeating the prophecy.
Yes.
Now, the coin she saw was gold. Now, the prophecy here says that God told Bob that the coin in the fish's mouth was symbolic of a golden word that his government, his fivefold ministry, will speak to his people. A golden word. And when Bob gave this word, that's when the miracles of gold teeth began to manifest all over the world. Because it was confirming this prophecy.
Yeah.
In the mouth. Your teeth are in the mouth. Now, also on the mitre of the high priest was holiness unto the Lord. That was on the forehead. Sue said the wind was blowing on her forehead. Get out of your head and into your spirit. But you got to move in holiness. It was, again, a pure plate of gold it was inscribed in on the high priest's head. Now, the Lord said, in a prophetic word, he said, the problem with my people is not so much that they doubt me in my word, it's that they doubt themselves and me using them. He said, that's the problem with my people. They have a wrong view of themselves in their head, in their mind and thought. See, as you think in your heart, so are you. If you think God can't use me, He won't use you. But if you think He will use you, He will use you. So if you have that problem, you need to repent of that tonight. Even those listening or watching this video, you need to repent of that and change that thought. And start thinking, God will use me to His glory.
Oh, yes, He will.
See? That's the way you need to think.
Yes, Lord.
Now, today at 2:22, the Lord quickened to me the prophecy for tonight. The audible voice of God said, I am going to rain upon the brain of my people.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
See, I'm going to saturate their mind with the water of my word. With the latter rain of my spirit. I'm going to wash away the wrong thoughts, the wrong thinking. Some call it stinking thinking. The Lord's saying, stop your stinking thinking. The Lord says, you're going through a process of sanctification through the Word and the Spirit. That's an important process that the church needs to go through to get to the place of being a harvester, God said. He said, the process is many things. First is repentance. Then that leads to obedience. And obedience leads to righteousness. Righteousness leads to sanctification. And sanctification leads to God's ultimate intention, holiness. And then when you're holy, you can be the holy vessel He'll use in the harvest. But that is an angel of truth that is manifesting that process. An angel of truth. Now the invitation is into the glory. Remember, glory means doxa in the Greek, all that God has and all that God is. That is glory. Remember we said Jesus already said in John 17, I have given the church the glory. He didn't say I will give it. Have. Past tense. So you already have the glory. You already have all that God has and all that God is. And we say this here at this church, and it's because it's true. If your need is not met, it's your fault. Now, see how silent it got in here? Because He's already given you the glory.
That's right.
So He has. You have everything God... God's not going to give you more than He's already given you. The glory is God Himself. It's everything. He said, the glory I had, Father, with You before the world was, is You're giving to the church now. That's the glory of the Godhead. That we're in the beginning, before creation, together. And He says, I have given it to you. And God said, I'm increasing the glory, that banner back there on the wall, of Habakkuk 2:14. The earth will be filled and covered with the glory as the waters cover the sea. Now that is spoken four times in the Old Testament, that promise. Do you know that? Think of what it means when God says it four times. That's a very important revelation from God that He says it four times. He said it in Numbers. He said it twice in Isaiah. He said it in Habakkuk. That the whole earth will be filled with His glory. And remember we talked about when Rick Joyner was in his experience in heaven, the Lord said to him, depression is not from Me. He said, what's from Me is peace. And glory. But He said, to stay out of depression, He said, what causes depression is when my people look at their circumstances and stop looking at me. Then they get depressed. But he said, then he said, but my seraphim are always crying, holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is full of the glory. Because he said, because they're in my presence. And when you're in my presence, you only see the glory. See, that's why you need to understand that principle. The glory is what you need to see. When you see something that's not, you know it's not God, you need to speak to it, we've told you this before, and say, the glory to you. The glory. And when you do, you'll join the seraphim. And then you start worshiping with them and start crying what they're crying. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. When you cry that, the Lord told Rick Joyner, you will join them. And you'll be in the glory of his presence. And then you'll see things from Jesus' perspective. And you'll look at it and you'll say, what is that to God? What is that little circumstance? See? Because the Lord says that's how he sees it. But you have to get his view by joining the seraphim. By speaking the glory. Now, we wouldn't be telling you these things tonight if you didn't need to hear them. So the Lord is saying you've got to change your view. Remember what the Lord was so strong in the prophetic word through Sue. Defeat is not from me. He kept saying, didn't he? Defeat is not from God. Victory is from God. Now, the scripture confirms that. Christ, who always causes us to triumph and always gives us the victory. That's quoting scriptures in the Bible. It doesn't say, it says always in both those. So always is always. That doesn't mean 99, it means 100% of the time. I want to read you a prophetic word that a prophet of God got not that long ago. And it's interesting, last night when we were camping for our anniversary, Brother Michael Russo came, like Sue said earlier, and he told us about a dream he had. And when he told me this dream, I knew it meant something. And I found out today what it meant. But he said he had a dream with the Lord's prophet Jim Gull in the dream. Appeared to him. And he said Jim Gull was talking to other saints. It was the word of the Lord. And then he looked over at Mike like he knew that he also had the word of the Lord. He recognized it in the dream. And then I was talking to Mike and I told him about, because different times we went to Kansas City and saw Jim Gull when we were there. And he had such incredible, he still does, incredible experiences with the Lord. Because he was one of the prophets out in Kansas City. And he talked about an experience he had. Well, before this experience, he had seen a vision of the Lord, two drops of golden oil coming out of a vial from the Lord, I believe it was. The Lord said, one is for you and one is for your wife. And he was flowing in, he'd been for years and flowing in a great prophetic anointing, but his wife really wasn't. And he said one night, and he said it was one of the feast days, was being celebrated that night. Might have been the Day of Atonement. But he said there was a lightning. He was driving home from the church in Kansas City, and he said there was this big lightning storm in the natural. And he said, it was around 11 o'clock midnight. He went to go to sleep. And he said, all of a sudden, this lightning bolt came down and it shot into his backyard of his house. And he said, and all of a sudden, when this happened, this lightning shot into his bedroom, and an angel stood at the end of his bed. That would get your attention. And he said, the angel said, he was looking, waiting for the word of the Lord. And Jim said, the angel said, watch your wife. I'm about to speak to her. And then she had 12 weeks straight of angelic visitations.
Wow.
Every day for 12 weeks straight.
Wow.
And the Lord said, that's the drop of oil I showed you that was going to come on your wife. And I was telling Mike about this experience last night when he said about the dream with Jim Gull. And then today, this was just put out a couple days ago, right before the National Day of Prayer, Jim Gull said he had a similar experience. Now, this is what I mean. See, I just knew that thing with Mike and this dream with Jim Gull meant something. And I want to read this to you, but again, it shows you there's a similar experience he had as far as the angel coming. Because listen to this. Jim says, recently an angel Lord came and stood at the end of my bed. Isn't that what I just said happened with his wife? Here's the angel, see? And I just read this today, and I told him the testimony last night. And it's interesting because Mike had the dream the night of May 6th, and this prophecy was put out May 6th. See how exact God is when it's the Lord? We always tell you that because God's exact. And he said, he's at the end of my bed in my home and awakened me by its presence, this angel. I sat up in bed, startled all over again. This warrior angel eluded a presence of authority, strength, and might. And the manifested presence in my bedroom was one of the fear of the Lord. That's why they say fear not to you. Now listen to this though. The angel simply stated. So the angel first, he simply stared at me for a while, said nothing. And then the angel announced, listen to what the angel said. Attention, be on the alert. Now something just happened. That angel, I can feel his presence in here. And I just read that what he said. Now why would God do that unless it's important to God? That's what Jim says here. He said, God just doesn't do this.
No.
And especially with a word like that.
Yes.
Attention. Be on the alert. And he said, having had various encounters previously like this, Jim says, I knew when I heard the angel say this, not to take this lightly.
Right.
So we don't need to take it lightly tonight. I knew this was a call, not just to me, but to the intercessors in the United States and around the world. It was a call to arms. It was a call to not give up. It was charged with the power of the Holy Spirit to never, never, never give up. Now he says, when he has experiences like this, he's seen through the years, he said, this often brings the manifestation of prayers of authority for crises and prophetic intercession. Now, if you notice earlier, when Sue was talking, even giving the others, she was talking about, remember the storm coming? Remember that a few minutes ago? Talking about the storm coming? I want to read you another prophetic word which goes along with this that he got, Jim. This is from his book Prayer, called Prayer Storm. Jim Gull. He had a vision in 2007, and he said, in the vision I saw, he said, I'm sorry, it was a dream. And he said, I heard the audible voice of God say, I commission you to restore and release the global Moravian lampstand. Now, the Moravians were the ones that prayed in the Great Awakening.
Yes.
That's the restoration of that and anointing. Then he said, I saw then in my bedroom, amber-colored letters appeared. Two words were written in front of my eyes, and they were prayer storm. Amber is the color of the glory of the Father. Now he said, the Lord told him four things. And these go along with what's happened tonight already and what's happened last Sunday, we said. Pray, the Lord told him, I want you to pray for four things in the Moravian lampstand restoration. Four things in my heart. Number one, revival in the church.
Yes.
That's the first thing to pray for. Revival in the Lord's church.
Yes.
Number two, the greatest youth awakening that the world has ever seen.
Yes.
That's the 1.4 billion soul harvest.
Amen.
Number three, Israel.
Yes.
All the descendants of Abraham.
Yes.
Like Burris Rule, he has a calling to reach every Jew.
Yes.
Literally, being a Jew himself.
Mm-hmm.
That was number three. But listen to this. Now the Lord says, if you will obey me and pray these three things, then, number four, I will intervene in times of major crisis.
Glory.
That's God's promise to us.
Glory.
Remember what Rick, I'm sorry, that Jim said here. When he has these experiences, sometimes it has to do with coming crisis.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, Sue and my dad, see, they were seeing visions of that revival of Finney being restored. And see, the Lord said this Finney anointing is the foundation of the revival of our whole nation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, it's very serious to the Lord that he would even send an angel to one of his prophets and tell us. Now, here's the thing we got to realize. Like he said, we got to take this seriously because we don't know what this means.
No.
The Lord didn't say what it meant.
No.
But he did say, be at attention.
Yeah.
Be on the alert.
Yes.
Now, when I heard this, saw this, so remember what I said to you before. Mike's dream with Jim Gall, and I tell him that story, and then he has the next day I find this, and it's the same date as his dream. It's the only Holy Spirit can do that. But years ago, Morris Cirillo received a word before when he had the vision of the five coming crises and the five waves of the Holy Spirit that are coming in the end times to the earth and the church. And this was the word. The Lord said to be ready for the crises and the waves of my spirit, you must do one thing. Set a watch in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the same word.
Yes.
Because Jim said, I am a watchman on the wall, and that's my position in the body of Christ. And he said, when I'm on the wall late at night, the Lord will give me these experiences sometimes. Because I'm every day on the wall. So he set a watch in prayer and he says, I'm on the watch. That's what he said in this word. Now I want to read you something because it's exactly the same thing this angel said is what the Lord gave Morris Rowe in 1980. He gives from 1989, 1990. Attention, be on the alert, the angel said. Listen to what he says here. To set a watch in prayer, number one, it means to guard and protect. Be on the guard, the angel said, see? Number two, to be constantly on the alert. Guard, alert. See the same words. Watching for any sign of the enemy. See, the Lord is warning us and he's saying, you better be ready because if you think that my move is going to break out and the devil's not going to attack it, you are wrong. Because Rick Joyner saw the end time attack against the move. And he said, as far as my eye could see in the vision, there was the devil and his army.
Yes.
Coming to attack the church.
That's right.
So the Lord's saying, be on alert. Guard, watch for the enemy.
Yes.
Number three, to challenge everyone, including superior officers, who would try to enter the premises, see, of God's house. And who was the house? That's you. You're the house. So if the enemy wants to enter your life, we got to be on the guard, on the alert. Don't let him in.
That's right.
He has no authority to come in.
That's right.
He has to leave. You take authority. You tell him to go.
That's right.
And number four, to warn of danger. See, that's a serious word. That's like there's danger ahead. When an angel says, attention, be on the guard. And number five, to confront and stop the enemy from entering. Now listen to this. Under no circumstances is the soldier to leave his post. Why? You know, Lord, I'm taking a break. Wrong. There's no breaks. Can you say, Jesus, take? I'm, no, Father, I'm taking a day off.
No.
I don't see the prophets taking days off in the Bible.
No.
The devil doesn't.
That's true.
That's right.
So remember this. The three things were revival in the church, the greatest youth awakening, and Israel. Those are the three things to pray. And then God will intervene in times of major crisis when we do them. Okay? Now, let's go to Mark chapter 13, verse 37. Remember, this was put out right before the National Day of Prayer, May 7th. We know May 7th is a significant prophetic date when the healing revival began years ago, when the comet came from Bob Jones, when Howard Pittman was caught up to heaven and given those all those dates in the third heaven, May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ends up being the day of prayer this year. Now, I believe it was 1998, it was also the day of prayer years ago, May 7th. Sometimes, there's a few times it's been that date for our nation. But see, the Lord is saying, see, what he said tonight, the move for our nation. And the coin, the token she shows has the Statue of Liberty on the back.
Right.
When I saw that coin, first I said, oh, it's one of those Susan B. Anthony, isn't it? There's, no, Sejawea. Sejawea, whatever the hell. I'm sorry. I know I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Sejawea.
Sejawea, whatever. So I thought it was that, and then I looked at it, and it's not. That's a different, I'm telling you, that's a total, that's a different coin, that coin. That's not, that's what I thought it was. So again, like, see, God just confirms his word with things like that.
Yes.
Now, Mark 13:37, Jesus speaking, listen to what he says. And what I say unto you, I say unto all.
Uh-huh.
Unto who?
All.
Doesn't all mean all of you?
Yes.
So it's to all of you. What's the word? Watch. This is a command. See, the angel saying, attention. Be on the guard. Watch.
Satan's prowling around.
But one thing that came to me is Bob Jones' prophecy that a shock is going to hit this nation.
Yeah.
Yes. A shock. Mm-hmm. And that shock God will use to wake us up.
Yes.
And we're going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Lord said we have to have it. To wake our nation up for the move of God. So ultimately, it's the and the Lord. He said the Lord. Bob always said he said the Lord wouldn't tell me what it is, but he told me it's coming, and it will shock us.
Oh yeah.
See, that could be that. That's what's about to hit by this angel saying that. Now, Jesus said this to do with the coming of the Lord, we know, when he would come. Now, I want to read you an intense prophecy from the Lord. Do you want to say something first? Yeah, you can, and I'll read the prophecy.
Remember, in context with the prophecy that the Lord gave at the beginning, God will always tell us things that are going to happen through the prophets before they ever come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes to say the spirit of victory is here is because there's a war.
Yes.
Because there's a battle. Because there's things intense that are coming. But he already gives us the plan before it ever comes to pass. Why? So that we have faith in the battle.
Right.
So that we have faith through the things that are coming to shake us awake. So when the spirit of victory is here, it's because when these intense things break out all around us, we'll not be in fear.
That's right.
We're going to stand up and say, what? The God of victory is here. This is him. This is him in the war. This is him in the battle. This is him in the storm, because he already told us he was coming.
Yeah.
So we got to remember this. When things break out all around you, it's the God of victory is here, because he's at war. And so why does God bring these things? So that we'll pay attention. Because God doesn't want the church in fear.
That's right.
He wants us in faith.
Amen.
And I just wanted to, because he wants what? A storm of prayer.
That's right. Yes.
Prayer storms everywhere. So I was looking down at my Bible and it was Hebrews 11. So go there real quick. Verse 7 through 10, it said, prompted by faith, Noah, being forewarned by God about concerning events of which were to come, but there was no visible sign yet.
That's right.
He just had a warning. He took heed, and he diligently and reverently constructed and prepared an ark for the deliverance of his own family. I'm reading now the Amplified. For by this his faith, which relied on God, he passed judgment and sentence on the world's unbelief and became an heir and a possessor of righteousness, that relation of being right into which God puts the person who has faith. Urged on by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went forth to a place which he was destined to receive as an inheritance. He went, although he did not know or worry or trouble his mind about where he was to go. Prompted by faith, he dwelt as a temporary resident in the land which he was designated by as a promise by God, though he was still a stranger in a strange country, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs with him in the same promise. He was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking for that city, the places where God was going to move. He was fixed. The city was fixed and firm foundation whose architect and builder was God. But the key is that verse 7. Prompted by faith, by the prophecies, when God speaks, you need to, what did I do? I threw the token, I responded. When God gave that token, what did I do? I threw it into the atmosphere of faith, didn't I? I threw it in the room.
Yeah.
Because I was prompted by faith to sow that token, to throw it into the atmosphere of what was spoken.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is saying, the harvest is here in the glory, but it's going to be war. It's going to be all-out war.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stand toe-to-toe with the devil because he is mad.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to get toe-to-toe, and you're going to have to duke it out, but it's not your battle, it's the Lord's.
Amen.
God said, it's my battle, it's my war, but you have to know what I'm here for. You can't be afraid of the trouble. The trouble is a result of the glory.
Yeah.
Because the darkness trembles and shakes at the presence of the Lord. So the Lord is saying, watch and get out your sword. Because you're in the presence of the Lord. And the war is why you're here. It's what you're born for. You are born for battle. Because you are the army of the Lord. And the harvest is war. And God is going to shake every nation and tear everything down until every jewel is found. Ask the Lord. And so you're going to have to stand on faith's ground. You're going to have to stand and you're going to have to look at that battle and say, it is victory for me. It is food for me. Because those souls are going to come in by victory, not by defeat.
That's right. Amen.
So I was looking down at Hebrews 11. He said, see, I'm telling you through prophecy, I'm telling you the church is sleeping. She's in fear. She's not drawing near. She can't hear.
Lord.
The things that are coming near.
Yes, Lord.
God's going to shake this nation. He's going to shake the church. She's going to be shocked. But what? He says, I am the God of victory. I am here. He prophesied it. Yes. It's coming this year. But it's going to split like that ship split in the canal. He's going to split it wide open. He's going to split our nation wide open. He's going to part the ice.
Hallelujah.
The hard, frozen heart.
Yes.
He's going to part it.
Yes.
He's going to part that hard, frozen heart.
Yes.
Because it's time for salvation to start.
My Lord.
Now, here's confirmation of what Sue just said. Here's the scroll of America that Kenneth Hagin received in heaven from the Lord. And listen to what the Lord said on it about our nation, like the day of Noah. What she just said. Then I read on the scroll of America, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Set a watch, I'm coming. That's what that had to do with. See? As I spoke to Noah and said, for yet 7 days, there were seven tokens. And I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. So today I am speaking and giving America her last warning. And call to repentance. And the time that is left is comparable to the last 7 days of Noah's time. Warn this generation as did Noah his generation. Why? For judgment is about to fall. And these sayings shall be fulfilled shortly, for I am coming soon. See, that's a scroll 1950, 65 years ago he was given that.
Yes.
For our time to move now.
Yes.
See, and it mentions Noah. Like, and to do with our the move in America. And then see, and she reads the thing that the Lord gives her about Noah to do with. See, it's all the same thing themed tonight and Sunday night, see. Now, I want to read you this prophecy here. This is an intense word. Like tonight has been intense. But listen to this word. This is a sobering prophecy.
Yes.
That Burswell gives here from the Lord. Very clear though. Here it is. Shake yourself out of your sleep, my people.
Right.
Not the lost.
No, it's the church.
The church. Why are you sleeping? The Lord says. Why are you resting and at ease? He asks these questions of the church. Do you not see the storm clouds gathering?
Right. They don't see it.
Confirming what we already said tonight. Do you not hear my voice calling you to rise out of your sleep and out of your complacency? Why do you close your eyes and take your rest when my coming is near, even at the door. I have chosen you and called you out as a people unto myself.
That's right.
That's awesome. What a privilege.
Yeah.
I have poured out my spirit upon you and sent you forth to manifest my power and glory to the ends of the earth. Now this is quoting another prophecy that years before this that the Lord had given to Bob Jones, that the move of God, he said the same thing will be his power and glory will go to the ends of the earth. It's the same word. This is a years later prophecy, but God's confirmed. See, he says, and then he goes on to say in that prophecy, this will be greater than in the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that scroll says too.
Yes. That's right.
See all the witnesses we're giving tonight from the Holy Spirit? Notice, where's it going? To the ends of the earth. Yet, you have become cumbered about with the cares of life.
Mm-hmm.
Church. You have turned your heart away from me, the Lord says to the church, saying, it is not yet time. You better not say that anymore. See, you better not say it's not time for the move anymore. You better not say it's not time for the end time harvest and then Jesus is coming. Lord's saying, you better not say that. Because he said, it's time.
Yes, it is.
You have closed your eyes. And your ears have become dull from hearing my voice. See what they tell you? Listen to what God says to you tonight. Say no longer in your hearts, there is yet time. Don't say that in your heart anymore. For behold, I am coming quickly. Now remember, we said this the other night. The Lord said prophetically, I am coming to my church first, and then I'm coming for my church. And now he's coming to it. And he told us through Burr Swill, we were in that meeting, my parents and I'll never forget it as long as I live, 1989, the baptism of fire revelation. And Burr Swill, I'll never forget, he began to prophesy, and the Lord cried out, repent or judgment. Repent or death.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord's not kidding. I'm telling you, he's not messing around. This is it, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That's why we've had these confirmations all tonight like God's done. Yes. Well, he could have done.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Lord's saying, my coming to the church is quickly. And he said, when I come, he said through Burswell, he said, I'm coming with a fire.
That's right.
With a fire.
Yeah,
that's what he said. A wave, a fire, a stream, a fire, the fire of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for my people to prepare.
That's right.
Notice he keeps saying, it is time. It is time. It is time. Everyone say, it's God's time.
God's time.
So let's see, it's God's time for you.
Yes.
To do these things. It is time for my people to rise out of their sleep and walk forward in my power and anointing to fulfill my will upon the earth.
Amen.
See how clear this prophecy is?
Yes.
That was an awesome word. Here's the other part though. It is time for my people to warn the wicked of my judgments that are coming.
Lord have mercy.
You start to warn them. Here's the last part of the prophecy. I am coming for those who are watching. Now, did you hear that?
Yes.
See, if you're not on the watch, brother and sister, when Jesus comes to you, that fire burn you up.
That's
right.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm coming to the church now with my fire. And if you're not ready, and if you're not prepared, what do you think my fire is going to do to you? And it won't be happy toast. You won't be happy toast. You'll be burned up toast.
Jesus.
Say, Lord, I receive your spirit.
I receive
See that spirit of victory that's
yes,
here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
So remember, this coming is coming to those that are watching.
That's right.
So Lord is telling you tonight, you're getting an end time call from an angel saying, attention, be on the guard.
Yes.
In America, in the church, in the world. I am coming for those who are watching who have on their garments of holiness and praise.
Yes.
We said that earlier. Remember in that word about the token, holiness, written on the mitre.
Yes.
Holiness unto the Lord. Same
yes.
word.
That is good.
Open your eyes, church,
yes.
Lord says. Look around you. Everyone do it. Look around. I'm serious. Do it as faith. Start looking around. I'm serious. Act on what God says. Because God's opening your spiritual eyes to see. You don't look and see nothing.
That's right.
The watchman sees.
Amen.
Now look. Open your eyes. Look around you and see that my coming is near.
Yes.
See? Remember, it's twofold, coming to you, later, coming for you.
Yes.
But now, the Lord's saying, the coming to you.
I see Jesus on the white horse right now.
Amen. Amen.
See
that?
Coming.
You see that? There's your sign right there.
I see the angels with the big trumpets and they're blowing.
See?
They're blowing.
See?
Oh, my
There's
God.
Another witness.
Yes, yes, Lord.
From the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory.
Something's
glory.
Happening. Raise your hands. Something's happening.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, the Spirit is moving as Marianne seeing this.
Yes, we see. We hear you, Lord. Open all eyes and
remember,
ears.
The white horse is also the move of God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Coming to you. See, first. Now, the last part of the prophecy. Here is the last exhortation to you. Hear my voice and heed my warning. Three last words from God. Here they are. Arise, watch, prepare.
Yes.
Jesus.
Those are three end time words. Arise, watch, and pray.
Yes.
And see, and prepare.
That's right.
But you got to remember, when God tells us he's coming for victory, it's because there's hope. There's there's a future for us as a nation.
Yes, a
we have decades to go. We have lots
right.
of time.
That's right. Yes.
But God has to come and bring change
that's right. That's right.
so he can bring our nation into victory.
That's right.
So he's telling the church because why? We're the leadership.
Yes. Right.
And if the leadership doesn't know what's about to flow, then we won't know the way to go.
That's right. We've got
to
know.
We have to know the things that he's about to do is because it's construction. It's for victory.
Amen.
And we are the leadership, so we are the light in the midst of harvest. So there's great miracles about to happen in our nation, but it's because he's what? He's coming with intervention. See, when we pray, he says, I will come and intervene
yep, I will. That's right.
on
That's
your
right.
behalf because yep. you prayed.
That's right.
Because the remnant stood. He says, I will come with intervention.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
But every scripture where he intervenes is through the strong hand of the Lord and the arm of the Lord. And that's war, that's battle, that's intense things, but it's for victory.
Yes.
So this is an exciting message as well as sobering.
Oh, yes.
Because when he comes to tell us ahead of time what he's going to do, it's because he has victory.
Yes.
He has fruit. He has harvest. He has souls. There's a lot of miraculous things about to break out all across our nation.
Yes, it is.
See, prophets reveal the destination, but you have to walk it out.
Right.
And our future is victory.
Yes.
So the things that we walk through are incredible, but they're easy. Why? Because we walk through a position of faith.
Right. Yeah.
When we put our faith on that board, he says, we are walking in the victory of the Lord. See, when he sets that board in front of the church and says, now look at that board of victory, walk on it. It doesn't matter how the victory comes, it matters it will come.
Amen.
Because he has set it in motion. And things have been set in motion today. They're set.
Yes.
that were spoken.
Yep.
We have token.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you position yourself for victory.
Yes.
Because his word cannot be broken. What did he say?
Yes.
Men's words
yeah.
are easily broken.
Yeah.
Yes. But he says his word is never broken.
Right.
So if the mouth of the Lord has spoken and we have the token, then his word cannot be broken, so we can do it.
That's right. Hallelujah.
There, the harvest is guaranteed. Yes. It's in the word.
It's in the word.
So every birth has a travail, but what? His words cannot fail. So as the winds of the God increase across our nation, we set our sail into the wind and we shout all the way down the channel.
Yes.
Because it's not us laboring and working. When God comes to take over, it's his harvest, and he grips them.
Yeah.
He shakes them.
Yes.
He motivates them.
Yes.
He brings them to their end.
Yes.
You just fish for them.
That's right.
So get your poles.
Yeah.
Get your faith poles and begin to watch where the ripples in the water of harvest are. And when the angels come to stir the water, you drop your poles.
Amen.
Before we end here, anybody that needs healing, I want you to stand up. I want to have Sue speak the word. The Lord told me the angel of divine health would be here tonight, and the many angels are working with him. So if you need healing, Sue's going to speak the word. I'm going to agree with her. And because these angels are here to manifest your healing. They are. Just remember, it's the same angel that brought those body parts to that brother to Berlin years ago. It's that same angel.
Yes.
So even body parts the Lord will give you right now.
Yes, Lord.
As Sue prays, and I agree with her. And but remember, when Timothy had this word, when that angel came, he gave us prophetic words about this. And he said, the angel's not leaving, Pat, he's staying.
Right.
But he said to receive from these angels in the healing anointing,
mm-hmm.
you receive the healing by faith.
Amen.
Which is
yes.
you get it. You believe right now when Sue says speaks the word that you're right then when the word is spoken you're healed.
That's right.
And that's the Lord says then the angel will touch you and you will be healed.
Amen.
Yes. Go ahead.
See, once the word goes out, God is responsible to perform his word.
That's right.
Yes.
So we just receive it and it will come and land on a place of faith. Wherever faith is, that word will come and land on it.
Yes.
You're the landing strip of faith. And
yes.
once you receive that word, it goes out. He says, my word goes out, it will not fail to come to pass.
Now, why don't you just stretch your hands out towards everybody?
So we just decree right now, the God of victory. The God of victory in your battle. Because God is in the saddle. We just say the God of victory in your battle. Because God is in your saddle. This battle is not unto death. This battle is unto life and victory. Because the word of the Lord has been spoken. And we have our token. This battle is not unto death, but is unto the glory of the King. So we say the King has come on his white horse.
Yes, yes.
And the battle is the Lord's.
Yes.
It is not ours. It is the Lord's.
Yes, Lord.
And the angels are working it out.
Yes. You're healing.
Let faith break out.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Now begin to thank God for your healing.
We thank you, Jesus.
For the angels touching you.
All of you listening
thank
to the podcast,
yep.
this battle is
yes.
not yours, and it's not unto
thank
death. This battle is unto life. It is unto the glory of God, because the God of victory is in the saddle. This is not your battle. Trust and position yourself for victory. Position yourself in faith. This too shall pass. This shall pass. Because the God of victory is here. It is time to walk upon the waters with him. It is time for the victory to begin. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for all the angels moving.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Everyone that hears this message, everyone, Father, that the angels go now.
Thank you, Lord.
We say, now is the God of our salvation. Now is our miracles. Now is faith. Faith is now. Victory is now. To the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And now you just keep your mouth in alignment with the word of the Lord. And that is what? I'm healed. I'm whole.
And all you keep saying, no matter what it looks like, you just say, I am positioned for victory.
Praise God. It's been an incredible night. Praise God. So, normal.